Okay, Tov, we're on Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, Vav Amud Aleph, A. Masechet Bracha. We're four lines down. Tana Abba Binyamin, a number of statements from Abba Binyamin. Tanya Abba Binyamin, Abba Binyamin teaches, Tanya, Abba Binyamin, he says, Umalei nitna reshut la'ayin erotet ein kobriya yecholel amod lipnei amazikin. Abba Binyamin tells us that all these demons we've been speaking about, you can't imagine how many demons there are floating around in existence. Okay? Amar Abayi, inu nefishe minan. Abayi says there are more of them than there are of us. The kaim alan, kikasla v'ugya. And if you have like water irrigation system surrounding, crops, meaning they surround us. They're all around us. Am Rav Huna kochad v'chan minan alfa mismeila v'rivi v'tami mimina. There are thousands of them to the left of us and tens of thousands of them to the right of us. Okay, so there are many, many demons. Now who here, does anybody here want to see any of these demons? So we're going to learn about some ways that you can see these demons. And we see that certain aspects, certain superstitions, certain ways of seeing the world that sort of no longer in vogue today in the Jewish world, but these are, given some serious thought in the Talmudic times. Okay, so Amar Rava, Rava says, "Hai duchaka dehevei bekala minayu havei." When you're sitting in a shir or sitting in shul and you feel squished and you feel like there's not enough space, it's because they're crowding your space. Okay, and another example, honey, yeah,
kiddush.
I think kid, they're definitely the kiddush. Hani barchi desheli minayu. When your knees feel tired, they were worn down. It's from their weight. Honey, money durabanan, the clothes of rabbis, the balu mechufaya didu, that are sort of ripped and wearing out. That's because of these demons that are all over. Honey, kari demenakfan minahi. Also, when a person's when you stumble over something, you're like, what was that that caused me to stumble on the floor? That's coming from these demons that we can't see. Now, for anyone who wants to see these demons, Haiman Devaila Medalahu, if you want to see any of these demons, this is what you need to do. Okay? Laiti Kitma Nihila. You should bring aether that's been distilled, okay, that's been sifted. The Nahadar Apuria. Put it around your bed at night. Okay? And Uvitsafra Khazi Kikari Tatarnagola, and you'll see that in the morning, you'll see that there will be footprints of a tarnagol, because some of the shadim have been walking in the dust throughout the night. Okay, Hayman Debaile Mechzinu. Another idea. If anybody wants to see them, lately this is going to be a little bit. This is going to be a little bit graphic here. Okay, lady Shilyata Deshunrata. Bring a shliat vlad shel chatun nekeva. We have bring a what's it called? Very little sleep. What's the you bring a the placenta of a baby cat? Okay, bring the placenta of a baby cat. Ukamta bat ukamta. It's got to be a black cat from a black cat who's born from a black cat. Buchurta bat buchurta, a bechora from a bechora, they both have to be firstborns. Velikliya benura, and burn the shilya in a fire. Velishaken, and break it down. Okay. Velimli einei mine, and then put it in your eyes. Okay, or like around your eyes. Vechazi lehu, and then you'll be able to see these demons, these mazikim. It's very important that the remainders of this dust, whatever you've broken down now from the placenta of the cat, that you don't leave it just floating around the house, because the demons want to get this stuff. They want to take it away from you, and they might hurt you. So what do? You take what's left, and you put it into a, like a barzel, you put it in something that's closed up, it's a metal casing, and seal it, okay? Begushpanka de parzela, and close it also with an iron seal. Deal magande mine, so that they don't steal it from you. Okay, velachdom pume kiheche de lalitazak, and seal it closed so that you don't get hurt from the demons. They're going to try to take this from us. Okay, Rav Bevi Bar Abaye Avarachi, Rav Bevi Bar Abaye actually did all this. Chaza veitazak. he saw all these demons, but he was also he was hurt by them. And the rabbis asked for mercy upon him, and he was healed. Okay, so itase, I think it's similar to the word like asuta. Okay, asuta itase is to heal, to convalesce, and we have that term here in one of the hospital systems here is asuta. Okay, new topic. So if anyone's thinking of doing this, maybe we should have a chabura. I don't know, science experiment. Where does this knowledge come from? It's a very good question. I'm just speculating here. There's new area in academic Talmud studies that studies the Persian context in which the Talmud's written, at least the Talmud Bavli, right? The professor, Rabbi Professor Yaakov Elman from Yeshiva University pioneered this. He actually went to study he studied with a scholar, an Iranian scholar who understands ancient Persian culture to understand certain ideas, words that appear in the Gemara. Remember, the Mishnah is written in a Greco-Roman context, but the Talmud Bavli is written in a Persian context. And if you want to understand certain ideas, I don't know where this comes from. It's worth doing some research. This stuff does not appear, as far as I know, in the Torah or in the Vim Uktuvim, and it's not in the Mishnah either. But it definitely makes its way into the Talmud Bavli, especially the beginning of Masechet Brachot. I don't know. It's a good question. We have to do some research. Rav Bevi Bar Abaye did it. I don't know if everyone's doing this stuff, but they definitely. Okay, Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. Abba Binyamin says, "Ein tefillah shel adam nishmat ela beveit haKnesset." The tefillah of a person is only heard in a Beit Knesset. Shneemar lishmo el harina the el hatfilah, as it says in the pasuk. Where is this pasuk from? This pasuk is from Sefer Melachim. Sefer Melachim, interesting, Perek Chet. Oh, this is Shlomo's speech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he builds the Beit HaMikdash, and he, this is when he's talking about the Beit HaMikdash being a Makom Tefillah. He doesn't speak as much about Korbanot, and he says, Hashem, you should listen to us, Lishmo El Rina Ve'El HaTefillah. You should listen to Rina is song, okay, and Tefillah is a supplication of sorts. Now, what's the meaning of this drasha? Lishmo el harina ve'el hatfila. B'makom rina sham tehei tefila. In the place where you have rina, where you have singing in shirot b'tishpachot, that's also where you should have tefila, where we should daven and ask Hashem for things. It's a nice idea here that a Beit Knesset is a place of singing. It's a place of song. I don't want to go so far to say it's a place of choirs. I'm just saying it's a place of song. Okay, we can leave it. Each one can interpret it as it should be interpreted. But the Kitzur, we see that now. There's a machloket here in the Rishonim. Is it the Beit that your tefillah is heard in the Beit Knesset or Bitzibur? Is it with a group of people outside of the structure of a Beit Knesset, or is it specifically in the structure of the Beit Knesset? But this would also suggest that a person really should be davening in shul, perhaps even if they miss minyan. Come to the shul and daven in the shul, even if it's late, but at least you're davening in the shul.
Even if they're singing.
Okay, so Rav Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Matsui Beveit HaKnesset. How do you know that Hashem, his presence is in the Beit Knesset? Okay, maybe, what's new about this? It's perhaps, we know Hashem his presence is found in the Beit HaMikdash, but what about the Beit Knesset? How do we know this? Shenamar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. God stands, sets himself within Adat El. What's an Aida? Anybody know what an Aida is?
Tribe.
So it means generally a tribe, but in halachic terminology, Aida means 10 people. Okay, how do we know it means 10 people? This is the source of a minyan. It actually comes from the Meraglim. Aida Hara'a. Now, how many Meraglim were there? There were 12 Meraglim. Two of them were good. Kalev and Yoshua. So take them out. And Hashem says, So who is that? It's the 10 Meraglim. It's interesting. We learn the idea of a minyan from the 10 Meraglim. Perhaps one can suggest that the point of a minyan is that through the unity of the group, we should bring the better part of ourselves out instead of bringing out the worst part of ourselves, which is what happens to the Meraglim. So this is how we know that God finds himself within the Beit Knesset, within the minyan of people. And how do we know that the Shekhinah is with 10 people who daven? Elohim mitzav ba'datel. Okay, it's the same pasuk here. Uminayim l'shlosha sheyoshvim bedin sheshchina imahem. What about three judges, three dayanim sitting in court? How do we know that God is with them as well? What's the answer? Bekerav Elohim yishpot. Okay, yishpot is to judge. So God is amongst those who judge. Uminayim l'shnayim sheyoshvim v'oskin b'Torah sheshchina imahem. What about two people who are sitting and studying Torah that the Shekhinah is with them? Shneamar az nidberu yirei Hashem ish el re'eu v'yakshev Hashem. Hashem is listening by Hashem Hashem when two people who are God-fearing are speaking to each other. That's what we call a chavruta. And then the last one, v'gomer umay u'lechoshvei shemo. So the next words of this pasuk are u'lechoshvei shemo. This is the same pasuk. Amarav ashi chishev adam lasot mitzvah v'ne'enas. This is a total side point. If a person wants to do a mitzvah, v'ne'enas. What does v'ne'enas mean? Yeah, it's against their will. They're not able to do it. Okay, v'lo asa, and they didn't end up performing the mitzvah. Do you get sachar from doing this? Is it as if you perform the mitzvah or that you didn't do it? Ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu asa. It's as if you did it. Uminayin. Okay, that's the end of this idea. U'lechoshvei shemo, meaning even those who think to do mitzvot, they get the reward as if they perform mitzvot. I was trying to get out of bed this morning. I just couldn't get out. So, God, please give me the mitzvah, okay? That's yeah, that's not quite ne'anas, nachon. But correct, nachon. It's, we're not talking about, b'mezid, but it's ne'anas.
It's nice.
Nachon. So we continue with the bright. That was sort of a, what we're doing here is we're studying a statement of Ravin bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak. But then you see the Gemara inserts a question in the middle of it, and that's this whole, that was that whole piece with Rav Ashi. But now we go back to the original teaching. How do you know that even one person who's sitting and studying Torah that the Shekhinah is with him? In every place, asher azkir etchemi. What's the literal reading of this pasuk? In any place where I mention my name, I will come and bless you. Now, Azkir Shemi is not referring to Hashem mentioning his name, but as Rashi says, Asher Yizacher Shemi al Mitzvotai Udvarai. Whenever my name is mentioned, meaning by others, by even one person, when we study Torah, we are ki'ilu mentioning Hashem's name, and Hashem will come and bless us.
This is a quote from
Pirkei Avot. Asher Shemi, is that from Pirkei Avot? No, it's from the end of Parsha. Nachon. This appears in Pirkei Avot, correct, the whole teaching. But the V'chol Mokom Asher Azkir Etchemi, this comes from the end of Parashat Yitro. And this should give us good, lots of strength. You're listening to Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi, late at night, it's alone, it's quiet, no one's around. You should know that Hashem is with you, learning with you. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask some questions on the statement. Like, what do you need to teach us about 10, and then 3, and then 2, and then 1? Just teach us about 1, and then we know about 10, right? It's If Hashem's presence is found with 1, what do you need to teach us about 2? So the answer is, okay, when 2 study, the reward they get is written in the Sefer HaZichronot. 1 is not quite written in the Sefer HaZichronot. Tosfot has a different reading of this. Meaning your reward is not mentioned with others in the Sefer Zichronot, but whereas one it's mentioned alone, so it's a little bit less. The schar is lower. So chemeachar dafidu trei tlata mibaya. What if you have 2? What do you need to teach us about 3, 4? Ma'o detema. You might have thought dina shalama ba'almahu velo at yashchina. You may think, when a person, a 3 is the case of people judging. That's just an adjudant. That's a judge, judging a case. They're just bringing peace to the world. God's not going to come and join for that. Kamash malan dedina nami hainu Torah. Judging is also an element of sort of studying Torah or measuring, engaging in Torah study. If 3 If three people have the Shechina amongst them, what do you need 10 for? So the answer is Asara Kadma Shechina Ve'atya Tlata Adiyatve. When it comes to 10, God comes before they even get there. And he's already sitting in the pews waiting for them to get, you know, to daven. Whereas for three, God only comes once they show up. Okay, so
the judges are actually themselves called Elohim.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Nachon. Elohim could mean someone of power, you know, an official of sorts, a leader. Yes, sir. Now we're going to talk about the special.
It doesn't ultimately answer whether the 10 need to be in a shul or not.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Well, we had two different readings. One was in the Beit Knesset, one was with the Tzibur. Yeah. You know, so we had two different formulations here. Okay, next statement. Now we're going to study about a pair of tefillin that you cannot buy in a store. You can go to any sofer. You're not going to be able to find this tefillin. And this is the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, apparently, according to the Agadah, God wears tefillin, just like we wear tefillin. Okay, so let's learn about this tefillin. What is written in God's tefillin? Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Another statement from the same rabbi: Minayin shehakadosh baruch hu maniach tefillin. How do we know that God wears tefillin? Shina Amar, as it says, Nishba Hashem biyimino uvizroa uzo. Okay, this is the whole pasuk. Where is this pasuk from? This pasuk comes from Yishayahu Perek Samech Bet. So God swears by His right, uvizroa uzo, and by, you know, the strength of His arm. Biyimino zutora. Biyimino is the Torah. The right is the Torah. Shenemar. Mimino from His right eishdat lamo. There's a tough pasuk from Zot HaBracha, but mimino is referring to the Torah itself. Uvizroa uzo elu tefillin. Okay, the arm of strength. Oz is strength. This is tefillin. Shena emar, as it says, Hashem oz leamo yiten. Hashem gives strength to His people. Uminayin shahat tefillin oz heim leYisrael. How do we know that tefillin is oz, is gives strength to the Jewish people? As it says, Dichtiv, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra eilecha v'ra'u mimeka. All the nations of the world will see that God's name is upon you, and they will be afraid of you. Okay? V'tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Eilu tefillin sheberosh. And Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, this is tefillin sheberosh. We have a lot of different connections being made here. V'kitzur, we have a pasuk which talks about Vizroa uzo, the strength of God's hand, He swears by, and this strength is actually the tefillin. Okay, oz is referring to its strength to the Jewish people, and what is it that gives us strength? It's the tefillin, which have a symbol of the fact that God is with us. Okay, tefillin tell the world that God is with us. Now, it's very interesting to think about this as a Jewish symbol. We often think about a kippah. A Jew wears a kippah. Maybe a Jew wears, you know, maybe tzitzit if you see the tzitzit. That. But tefillin are in many ways the Jewish symbol. There was a rabbi, Rav Fruman, who he would engage in some very interesting interreligious dialogues with Hamas clerics, and very interesting Rav, okay, a Kabbalist, a mystic. Whenever he would meet with non-Jews, he would wear tefillin. This is how they should see us, wearing tefillin. And again, tefillin reminds us that Hashem is with us. So Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rav Chiya. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says to Rav Chiya, Bar Avin, Hani tefillin demare alma makatibu. What's written inside of the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Before we do that, let's understand what's written in our tefillin. What's inside our tefillin? Anybody know? Four parshiot. Okay? The tefillin shel Rosh, they're broken up into four different parts. And the tefillin shel Yad, it's one long parchment. But what are the four parshiot? Shema, V'hayayim Shamoa, Kadesh, V'hayakiv Yecha. These are the four places in the Torah where tefillin are mentioned. Okay? And we put them inside our tefillin. We bound the Torah itself to our arms. We're bound to the Torah and to the words about tefillin. And some people say these paragraphs before they put on tefillin, right? You put it, you say it before, it's in the Siddur. Now, what's in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are the same psukim going to be in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Avin, Hanis in the Bar Yama Makatibu, what's written in Amar Lei, this is what's written in it. Umi ke amcha yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is great like my nation, the Jewish people? That's what it says in God's tefillin. Umimishtabach kucha brichu bishvaichu di Israel. What do you think? Does God, you know, is he praised by the praises of Am Yisrael? Like, is this something that God, you know, that that God takes pride in, if you will? The answer, in, yes. Dichtiv, as it says, et Hashem ha'emarta hayom. Uchtiv Hashem ha'emircha hayom. Okay? These are two different psukim that appear in Parashat Kitavo. Et Hashem ha'emarta, look at Rashi, third to last Rashi on the page. You know, Aleph Memresh is to say, but ha'emarta here means something else. Veshon chashivut v'shevach, kemo yit amru kol polei aven, yishtabchu, to be praised. So et Hashem ha'emarta hayom, v'Hashem ha'emircha hayom. Hashem is we find praise in Hashem, and Hashem finds praise in us. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, you made me into one chativa in the world. Okay? You made me into one, what is chativa? Chativa is like a unit in the world. Ani v'ani asetchem chativa achat ba'olam. And I will make you into one unit in the world. Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, how do we make God into one in the world? It's not talking about God's character, or, you know, or being, or existence, but we're talking about how the world perceives God. Does the world see, believe in one God? And there's a pasuk, sort of an important pasuk, which relates to this idea. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if you look at Rashi in the Torah, Rashi says, Hashem, who is our God, who is one, one day, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, his name will be one for the whole world at large, because the whole world will believe in the oneness of God, and it's our job to bring the world to the present reality, to the future reality. So that's how we make God's name one in the world. We're supposed to call out and represent God in the world. The Rambam says in the mitzvah, the haftat Hashem Elokecha, it's not just to love God, it's to cause others to love and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And Hashem makes, V'ani asetchem chativa achat ba'olam, shenemar mi'ikem chayzo goy achat ba'aret. Hashem makes us one nation. He created us, he sustains us, he intervenes in our history, and he protects us, and this is how he makes us one nation. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava says to Rav Ashi, Tenach b'chad beita. Bishar beita mai. Fine, I understand this is what's written in one of the batim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. But what does it say in the other three batim of the Shel Rosh, for example? Amar le, so he says as follows. Other psukim related to the same. Mi goy gadol, Ashrecha Yisrael, so there are two Migoy Gadols, Ashrecha Yisrael, that's the third one, and then, O Hanginasa Elohim Ulatitcha Elyon. How many do we have here? How many do we have here altogether? Is this five or is this four? Ki Migoy Gadol, Umigoy Gadol. Those are two Migoy Gadols. Let's look at the psukim on the left side here on the page. Ki Migoy Gadol Ashelo Elohim Kovim Elav, Kashem Elokin Vachol Kreino Elav, Umigoy Gadol Ashelo Chukim Mishpatim. So those are two. Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamocha is three. Oh, in Aselim Lavola Kach Legoy Mikarev God Matzot. Has God ever tried to take a nation out from another nation? That's four. And then five, Ulatitcha Elyon Al Kolavim, and I will make you the highest amongst all the nations. So that's how many psukim altogether? Three, four, five. That's five. Now what's the problem? Now we also have Umikamcha Yisrael make six. So Iachin Efishi Lehu. You have too many, we only need four. And if it's in two way, but we have too many boxes. Ela mi ki mi goy gadol mi goy gadol the damian lehadadi the chad beta, right? The mi goy gadol, which is similar phraseology, that will be one box. Ashrecha yisal mi kemcha the chad beta, and then ashrecha yisal mi kemcha will also be in its own bayit. So that's how we reduce six to four, and then oh hinaseluhim bechad beta, that will be a third box, and then ulatitchal yon bechad beta, that will be the fourth box. So he figured out that we have four boxes in Hashem's tefillin, but six different psukim, all relating to the fact that we are a unique nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us and chose us and designated us. And this is the way that Hashem makes us a chativa achat ba'olam, and we also make him a chativa achat ba'olam. And the last three words of Vav Amud Bet, or first word, V'kulhu ketivi ba'adrei. And all of them are written on the arm of Hashem's tefillin. Okay, on the arm, you know, they're all in one parchment, just like our tefillin shel yad. It's one box, and all the parchments are, all the paragraphs are written together. So this is written as one on Hashem's tefillin. Okay, so we have a very, very deep agada here. We're going to stop here. Yishar koch, everybody. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem with Vav Amud Bet on Monday morning. Shabbat Shalom.